Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it wonderful that God made us all seeds? And we're on this earth to replenish and show the word of his doings. Today I'm going to read to you from Matthew 13, 24 through 30 and 36 through 43. And he put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed good seeds in this field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed seeds among the wheat, and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seeds in your field? Where then did these weeds come from? He answered, An enemy has done this. The slave said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he replied, No. For in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into the barn. Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples approached him, saying, Explain us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, The one who sows the good seeds is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so it will be the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect all of his kingdom, all causes of sin and evildoers. And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine on like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. So is the word of the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, may the word that is spoken and received this day in this place be your word for us today. Amen. Well, now let's get one thing straight. Okay? Let's get one thing straight. The parable of the weeds and the wheat that you have just heard does not mean that we go out and abolish the Shaler Police Department. It does not mean that we throw the keys away to all of the jails and prisons and let everybody who wants to do bad things just go around doing what they want to do, terrorizing us all. You got that? It doesn't mean that. Actually, if you want to look at that other side, you can read Romans chapter 13, and it addresses that problem. And it says there that God has ordained and instituted government, the state. And when the state acts justly, it's doing God's will, punishing evildoers. So there is a role for the police department, and we need jails. And all of this, it's part of God's design. Martin Luther picked up that theme and said, and I apologize for any of you who are left-handed, this is the way Luther said it, not me. He said, This is the left hand of God. God controlling and guiding, blessing and renewing the world, allowing and providing government. And then Luther said, and the right hand of God is God guiding and blessing and controlling the faithful people of God, the church and God's people. So God has both a right hand and a left hand. So you see, the parable that we read today does not mean that we abolish the Shaler Police Department. But what does it mean? Well, it leaves us with a challenge and a problem. You see, not all evil is criminal, right? There is a lot of evil in the world that is not criminal. There are a lot of weeds in the world. A lot of weeds. And the parable lifts up for us today, how do we live in this world that is full of weeds? And so Jesus gives us this intriguing parable. It's given to us in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And if you read before this parable is given, it was also the lectionary reading for last Sunday. It was the parable of the sower, the farmer who goes out and sows, and some of the seed falls on the path, and some falls on the rocky ground, and some falls and so forth, and the birds and the thorns and all that. And as soon as he's given the parable, as soon as they have an opportunity, the disciples come up to Jesus and say, why don't you just make it plain? You speak to us in these parables. Why don't you just tell us? Give us some rules. Break it down so that we can understand it. And so Jesus gives the parable again and interprets it to them. Immediately after that parable is over, Matthew has Jesus giving another parable. Immediately. And it's the parable of the weeds and the wheat. I'm using my imagination here. I'm imagining that as soon as Jesus starts giving the parable, the disciples start rolling their eyes. Oh, gosh. There he goes again, giving us another parable. We can't understand the other parable. He's giving us another one. And so as soon as he's finished giving it, they go back into the house. And what do the disciples do? They're not very bright. They're sort of like us. You know, they have to have it spelled out, right? As soon as they go back in the house, one of the disciples says, explain. We don't get it. And so Jesus, in essence, repeats the parable again. But this time, he gives explanation to it. And it goes something like this. A farmer goes out. The farmer is the Son of Man. And the farmer throws the good seed into the field. The field is the world. And that night, while everyone is sleeping, an enemy, he says, the enemy, the devil, goes out and throws, well, it's actually, technically, it's darnel. It's seeds that are weeds into the very field that has already been sown with the good seed. And then the plantings come up. Now, here's the thing. The darnel, the weeds, and the wheat look exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. Nobody can tell the difference until When the wheat begins to have grain on it, the weight of the grain begins to move the wheat down. You see my finger? And the darnel has no grain, and it stands up straight. And so now the servants see this, and they go to the owner, to the farmer, and they say to him, "We don't know how this happened, but the field is full of weeds. Do you want us to go out and pull up the weeds?" They really are kind of stupid. I mean, they're really dumb. They should have known that once the darnel sends its roots into the ground, it will wind those roots around the wheat. And if you try to pull out a weed, you will pull out the wheat. And so Jesus says, "No, don't do that. Let them grow together for now." So that's where we are, aren't we? We live in a world, a community, among people, and there are weeds among us. This past week, I was looking at the news. I noticed an interesting story. In Saudi Arabia, a young woman was videoed. She allowed herself to be videoed. Did you see this story? She was allowed herself to be videoed. I watched it on the internet. It was only about 10 seconds long. In Saudi Arabia, she was wearing a mini skirt. Well, not only that she was wearing a midriff. I mean, there was space here, okay? And this is Saudi Arabia. She was arrested. And the outcry all across the world was such that she was released. But what I found most interesting was they have a group of people that watch out for people like this. Do you know what it's called? The Committee for the Promotion of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice. Now, wouldn't it be fun to be on that committee? Just go around looking for weeds, and wherever you find them, you get them. Arrest them. We had an experiment in this country in the 19th century, America. Have you ever been to Old Economy up the road? Back in the 19th century in America, there were about 80 utopian communities that were established. The Shakers, the Harmonists, all these. Some of them were religious, some of them were secular, some of them you couldn't marry, some you had multiple marriages. They had all kinds of these groups, these utopian groups all over the United States. The Shakers, they're still alive. There are two left up in Maine at the first of the year. Two left. I don't think they're going to last very long. They'll all be gone. Each one of them had a program, an idea. We're going to be able to form a perfect community, and there won't be any weeds. But guess what? There are always weeds. Communism has been the perfect example of the secular political attempt to form a utopian society. As communism was designed by its founders, the idea was that everybody was going to have everything that they needed. And in this new world that was coming, the state would wither away. That's pure communism. You won't even have the need for jails or prisons or trials or judges. Everybody is going to be so happy. The state will just wither away. We'll all have all that we need, and there won't be any weeds. And what a colossal failure communism has been. NPR Radio this past week gave me another story. A book review about a woman in England. Her name is Rebecca Stott, and she has written a book entitled In the Days of Rain. In the Days of Rain. And it was her personal story of having grown up in a family in England that was a part of the Exclusive Brethren, a offshoot of the Plymouth Brethren. I know something of this group because my wife married someone from England, and I have friends who were in this cult no longer. In the 1950s, an American by the name of Jim Taylor went over and joined the Exclusive Brethren, and they became even more strict than ever. You were told who you could talk to, who you could not talk to. You could not have a wristwatch. All of these rules. You could not watch television. You couldn't have a radio. You couldn't read literature. And if you keep all of these rules, what? There won't be any weeds. She talks about how her family got caught up in that and how they escaped from that. And she talks in her book about the fallout. You know, when someone comes to your house and knocks on the door and makes you sit down in a chair and interviews you to find out where the weeds are, and then says, your family can't talk to you now for 3 months, and you can't talk to your family. Or if you do something bad and they see weeds in your life and they cut you off from the group, you're no longer in. Your family can never talk to you again. Rebecca Stott talks about the fallout, the breakdowns, the suicides, and the fact that her whole family suffers to this day from PTSD, just like someone in a war. How do we live in a world where there are weeds? Jesus gives this parable. But like a lot of what Jesus says, and like a lot of the parables, it's a picture. It's a vision that we take with us. And it doesn't give us all the answers. My goodness, if the Bible could just give us every answer, if it just had a rule for every conceivable situation, it would be easy for us, wouldn't it? We just open up the book and there would be a rule, no discussion. It would all be black and white. But our faith isn't like that. We are given visions and pictures. And we have to use prayer and study and counsel to try to figure out how to live this life faithfully with God. That's why we're here. We can't do it by ourselves. We need the help and support and love and counsel and wisdom of each other to understand what it means to be a person of faith. But what this parable does do, it makes us pretty clear, makes it pretty clear that we have no business pulling out the weeds. Tragically, people still try. People have this need sometimes to purify the church, to purify the community, to purify the relationships. And so they censor each other, or they cut themselves off. They separate from one another. I think the parable is clear. We don't pull out the weeds. Because when we try, it's always a disaster. Always. I have this kind of dream that I go to heaven. And when I get to heaven, I meet Joe. And I go up to Joe and I say, "Joe, what are you doing here? I thought you were on the other team." And Joe looks at me and says, "You're surprised that I'm here. You have no idea how astounded I am that you're here." We all have weeds inside us. We don't see them all, but they're there. The Bible is clear about this. We don't pull out the weeds in the field, but we try the best we can to pull the weeds out of our own lives. That's where we do the work. Not making you better, but making me better. And then Jesus says, someday the field will be harvested. The angels will be sent, the harvest will be made, the weeds will be destroyed. I don't know how that works. I just know that God will make sure it's just. That's all I know. And then he says, but the wheat, Jesus puts it in these words. I'm talking about you now, so listen carefully. I'm talking about every one of you. This is where you're headed. Okay? Jesus says, are you listening? Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom. That's where you're headed. That's the end of this journey. The righteous, well, some of you shine right now. I mean, I just love coming here because you just shine. But that's nothing. You're going to shine like the sun, part of God's harvest. So what are we left with? Well, you don't have to worry about the weeds. There's a lot you can do and God calls us to do. So we get busy with what we're supposed to do. How we're supposed to live and how we're supposed to work and how we're supposed to sing and how we're supposed to pray. Actually, I've never sung in a pulpit. In over 40 years, I've never sung. Okay? This is a first. This is a first. You're my maiden voyage, okay? And the choir will never ask me to join them. Mickey, okay? We sang We sang a song in church where I go on most Sundays a few weeks ago. And it went like this. I'm going to live so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I'm going to work so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I'm going to sing so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I'm going to sing so God can use me. Any place, Lord, anytime. I know I was terrible, but you were nice. You were nice. So, you get it, right? You get it, right? Forget about the weeds. You've got so much to do. Live, work, pray, sing. And the end of all of that will be that you will shine like the sun. And if you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Amen.